The top of the news this Monday morning, Swiss voters have backed a referendum proposal to bring back strict quotas for immigration from European Union countries. Stefan Boss reports.
Sunday's narrowly approved referendum on limiting immigration was put forward by the right-wing Swiss People's Party. Switzerland already had quotas for people from Eastern Europe, including member states of the European Union. Under the now accepted proposal, citizens from Western member states will be targeted as well. The outcome of the referendum will bind the Swiss government to negotiate within 3 years a deal with Brussels that since 2007 has given most EU citizens free access to the country's labour market. The populists say that with 80,000 EU citizens arriving each year, rather than the 8,000 predicted before the rules were liberalised, it is time to rein in immigration. Supporters of the Swiss People's Party have welcomed the results, but the government has expressed concern. It is a vote against the political authorities. The federal government and most of the cantons were against the initiative. Swiss federal council member Simonetta Samaruca says, it is a vote against the business community and the organizations which represent it, all of which were against the initiative. And finally, it's against the political parties. A lot of them must be wondering why so many of their supporters haven't followed them, or only partly, on such essential issue. On the streets, people are divided over immigration. The European Commission has expressed disappointment over the referendum results. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.